Simcha Feis, we're up to Sif Yud. Even though this is only the halfway mark of the Simin in Kamus, in the number of Sifim, nevertheless, in the Echus, we've already passed all of the Yisaidais of Hilchus Yichud. And what remains are, if it's, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but the Shari Yerakis are what remains, the peripheral halachis of Hilchus Yichud. The basic rules have been passed, and here we come. They're all important, but the klolim are already behind us, so that we're going to try to cover as best we can the rest of Hilchus Yichud today. I did do some homework. People asked about the closed circuit video camera, whether that helps for Dina Yichud. Obviously, I can't look too far back to try to find Piskei Halachis. I am positive that Chashuki Chemed, Rav Zilberstein, somewhere has something about it, although I didn't find it. But I found next to best the Sefer HaRivnah for Rav Zilberstein. Quoted already in another Sefer. This is already a Maramukim Sefer, you understand? But I'll tell you where the context. We discussed last time the very sensitive issue, very delicate issue, of a nurse who is attending to a patient who is already at a stage of lack of recognition, and where there doesn't seem to be any practical concern that it could come today. That it could come lead day any type of iser. What I quoted to you then was Rav Moshe in the Chelik Dalet of Evan Ezra, Simen Samachay, where he's Naita Lahakal, but he writes that by Yichudai Raisa we should be Machmir, we should try to create either a male nurse for a male patient, females for a female patient, or if that's not possible, to create the other heterim of Pesach L'Shusarabim. Or something else. But in the Drabanans, Rav Moshe was comfortable to be Mekel. Yichud Drabanan, when the nurse is not Jewish, so Yichud with a non-Jew is Drabanan, or where it's a Yichud of a multiple of two with one man and two women is also Drabanan. So there Rav Moshe was Mekel. Now, in that context, there's a quote here, there's a Sefer Oyel Yaakov, a collection on Hilchus Yichud from someone in Eretz Yisrael, and he writes that Reb Zilberstein was asked about a isha zakeina shetzricha metapel, and there's a metapel who's known to her, she's already old and doesn't recognize too much, but there was a man who attended to her husband when he was sick, and therefore he was a nurse would seem to be suitable. So the question is whether there's an Issa Yichud in such a situation with this Isha Zakena. Now, you all know that Isha Zakena is a bigger chashat. Since the chashat is on the man being Mizana, so by an Isha it's more chamor. When the Isha is the Chayla, like it said in Tzimukov Tzadikei, in Yeridaya. Rav Zilberstein answers here that Bishas had chakidayla Nitin lahaske mitzalemes nistoreis b'seich habayis shabnei hashpacha shalisha zaken yuchul istakel ala nasa bedira filo balayla. He writes that he calls it b'shas hatcha gadayla that a person can be mekel to rely on a closed circuit camera. So no, doesn't say. The shaila was on both of them, I guess. I can only read what it says. Isha zakeda shetzricha mitapel v'ametapel makarais ahar b'shanim kishe mitapel gam b'bala ha-manayach v'reitz l'adas v'efshel ha-hamshichim ha-metapel ha-shema gairim li-yichud. I don't know what the word gairim means. Maybe it's going to cause it to be isa yichud. So he allows b'shas hadcha gadol, he allows for a mitzalemes. So that's what he writes. You know, Hiram does a storybook. It's hard. No Maramachim is there. It's you're basing on Zilberstein. You get Talmud Chacham. He knows what he's basing it on. I don't know. I mean, everybody here, I think, understood. Well, understood that it should be like Pes Pesach Rishus HaRabim. The Pes Pesach, someone may walk in, and by a closed circuit camera, somebody may look. It's a funny thing, but it seems that the closed circuit camera does not. The closed circuit camera, the consequences are in the future. They're not immediate, and it seems that people that are gechap by taiva, the immediate fear of being caught is a greater fear than the long term fear of being caught later. That appears to be the situation. So I would think it's better if he knows. So the language here is mitzalomis nistorais b'sech habayis. But again, like Haravna is not written by a Talmud Chacham. It's written by somebody who reports. I don't know the writer. I'm not. It's not written by Rabbi Zilberstein. So it's very hard to know. But it's something that's mistabra to us anyway. So then he brings about an Alzheimer patient. About it's a yichud with a loyalena with he's talking about a man who suffers from Alzheimer's and the lashon of the shaila he brings from tshuva svan hagis, that's Rosh Sternbruch. He already wrote the tshuva echela kei simin shilamid hay shilamid aleph. So he writes b'chayla Alzheimer's loy shaych etz loy kishoy v'afeni yachal losis v'losis siman hashim. So he says for that they weren't geyser isi yichud. I mean it's awesome, but they weren't geyser isi yichud. So that's why he brings some Tshuvas van Hagis. Then the author of the sefer, I don't know who he is. His last name is Skutzels. He writes that Shaalti ubayrarti etzel avi adoni. Shlita, Shuraife Mumcha Bitchum Shal Chaylam Zakenim. He says his father is a doctor who deals specifically with geriatric patients. So he writes that his father told him that Ye Osalis Yachinim Chayla Alzheimer, Kiloi Reinu Shiesham Chisarim Makaya Gavro Shalahem, Machma Samachla Shalahem. It's not true, which he's, the other tshuva he seemed to have taken on, that someone who suffers from it is not chosh, is not shayach etzleibia. He says, Adarabu, who haysif shalabamim yesh lahem yoyser koichos. That they are fakert, it's a bigger chashad. Umehem tzrichu lehashgiach ma'oid ulizor mi'isa yichud. V'zeh shomano api roiv hachaylam in Alzheimer's. Obviously, there could be different levels of the progression of the disease, but that's what he writes. So I guess not everything is necessarily the way it seems at first glance when it comes to this topic. And okay, well, I know.
So surveillance tapes, doesn't
yeah.
Isn't it how often they're being monitored?
Well, when we're talking about the fear, I can't answer because if he doesn't know about it, then there's no fear. I don't know what. It seems to be that way. I'm surprised you had the experience with that. To me, it's a surprising thing. You would think. Yeah, and then they ignore it. They just live their lives. Okay.
So,
I'm not aware of. I'm aware of the discussion, but not of the practice. So. Well, we relied in a kitchen where when the fire goes out, we like to have a firm person in an active kitchen because the fire goes out, the bishalakim, the guy turns it back on. So there, we rely on a closed circuit camera with screens that are on where the firm person, there has to be a firm person there, firm person is the cashier, and if he has the screens right there, then the hashem do rely on it. And like you say, they get so used to it, it doesn't matter. And even the people watching the screens get so used to it. They're not very interesting, you know. It's not like like a soap opera, which is fascinating, you know. But what are you watching? You're watching a kitchen. You know? So I don't know. Anyway, this is a little bit of the homework that I did. We'll come back to a discussion. Let's learn Sif Yud. As I said, this is already Pratim. some of which are more negayah, some less. Sifyud mutalis yached, there are in Shas five nashim shesainim zezeh. There are five peers of women that are very strong lashon, they hate each other. Let's just say they dislike each other. There's a chazaka that these women don't like each other. And the whole chashad of a man with two women is that they'll be together, partners in crime, and therefore they'll both be mizana. But there are two nash, when the nashim are the sainim says that one will be mizana, the other will tattletale. So these are the five sets of women. Shtei Yavamais. Shtei Yavamais means you have three brothers, and one of the brothers is misyachid with his two sisters-in-law. In other words, if you have two brothers with the two sisters-in-law, it's not a problem. One is his wife. If you have three brothers, one brother is misyachid with his two brothers' wives. Those two brothers' wives, the Gemara says, are sainim zezeh. They're alive. But since what? A friendly guy is yachid with two women that are married to brothers. So those two women are sainim zezeh. Why? Because someday, if both of them lose their husbands without children, and they'll fall to Yibum and they'll be tsare zulazu. So therefore they see each other as potential competitors, and therefore they have a sinner one to the other.
So they have children.
Now if you ask me why, so I don't know. I can't figure out the mentality of women. It's very, very hard to understand. Obviously it does not apply Bizman Hazeh, where we don't do Yibum. So Bizman Hazeh, the Shtei Yavamis heter would fall away. The same thing with the second one, Oyim Shtei Tzarais, or with two women who are married to the same man. That doesn't apply because we don't marry multiple women. It's challenging enough with one. The case of Shtei Tzarais does not come up. That's okay. They'll agree. Now the next three cases do apply. Even a Baal Lobi, you're right. This is a heter by itself, by two. Or, now the next three cases are cases which are negeh b'zman hazeh. So the cases are Isha v'chamaisa, a woman and her mother-in-law.
That means his mother.
His mother. His mother sees a daughter-in-law as having taken away her son. You and your mother, there is. You're talking about a stranger with a mother-in-law and daughter-in-law.
These two women are in the room, right?
So mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, you have a heter, and you're going to tell me this mother-in-law and daughter like each other. The whole is a drabbanon of one and two. And they didn't include a mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. And it is a mentality that we see sometimes today, that the somebody who marries off a son very often feels that he lost the son, the parents feel they lost the son to the wife's family, because they spend more time by the wife's family than by, right, Yerachmim? Yeah, okay. So, but it's normal, it's natural, that's the kachidaki shalayla. I deal with it the other way, because I have the boys in yeshiva who they're caught in between. You know, the wives like to go more to her parents' house. They're more comfortable in their own home. And his parents, he's caught in between his parents and his wife. It's a very common thing. So, you know, I got to train him how to talk nicely and do what you got to do, you know. So, but the main akud is that it's normal, it's natural. That's what it says here. I im isha ubaz baila. And this we understand. A woman and her stepdaughter. A woman and a stepdaughter are also naturally not have a dislike for each other. I am Isha Ubas Chamaisa. Or a woman with the daughter or her sister-in-law. And why is this? So here, the sister-in-law feels that this woman, this strange woman, is going to get the Yerusha. Because here you have, when a couple dies, they leave the money. So the son gets, Al Pi Torah, and the daughter doesn't get. And the son, his wife, is going to end up with the Yerusha that the daughter of the parents feels is entitled to her. She's entitled to. So there's also a dislike. So these five pairs are Sainais Zuezu. Now, but don't start sitting here and clearing. Do they? Don't they? That's not the point. The point is, there's no Issa Yichud with a mother and a stepdaughter, which is not uncommon, and a woman and her sister-in-law, or a woman and her mother-in-law. V'chein, now here we get to the Shiloh of what age the Isurim begin. So let's see carefully what it says about the age. V'chein, im isha sheish ima tinaikis kitana. How old is a young girl shomeres? She'edas tambia ve'ena miseres atzma labia. Means she's not old enough to enjoy tashmish, to have a taiva for it, but she's yedas tambia. What is yedas tambia? Look at the taz on the bottom, the second column, ice test, the first line on the second column. The Taz said, that's to his of, he says, she does tabi a pirish rashi, kaloima, shateida mahibiya, shateida lasapid varm bishuk. That she understands what she's seeing, that it's something worth talking about. Ve'eno meiseres metef tekadnes lo'ilov sheyetzaharan. So it means she has no taiva for tashmish, but she understands what she's seeing. Now I'm not sure what age that exactly is. I assume a woman doesn't, it's not Yadaz Tambia till probably at least 8 or 9 or 10 years old. And what age she knows what she's seeing, so I have no idea. It probably depends if she watches TV or has access to the internet. Probably all these things are, it depends how sheltered she is in her entertainment. But there's certainly a window, let's say between 5 and 10, 6 and 10, where you have that this girl could be a shemeres for not only for other women. So here we have what appears to be a great kula, a certain age girl that shemeres. Shena mizana lefaneha lefisha megala saida. A woman would not be mizana in front of her because she reveals the secret. Since it doesn't say an age, I guess we have to be down each girl. When it says an age, it's one thing. When it says up to 3, it's not Roy Labia. So it's a clear thing. Here it says she does tambia vein miseres asma labia. So I guess that's what it is. So that appears to be the rule. Now here we have a major problem, and that is Sifyut Aleph. Based on what we just learned, this girl is shemeres for another woman. So let's say you have a babysitter. The main problem with youngsters is a babysitter. You have a babysitter that comes in, and let's say a boy is babysitting for his nieces. And he has nieces. Now, what we're saying now is if he has one niece between the age of, let's say, 5 and 10, 6 and 10, whatever age this is, she is a shemeres, even though there might be another 15-year-old girl in the house. So she's a shemeres for a 15-year-old sister, and you could be miyachid. Of course, when they go to sleep, we already had that you need an extra shemer at night. But in the etzem din of shemeres, we just learned a great kula. We learned if there's one daughter in the house, let's say 8, 7, 8, 9 years old, so then you can already babysit the other sisters also because she's a shemeres for the other sisters. So we stopped here. Everything would be fine. Maybe you prefer to just stop here and leave it fine. Now, how does this fit with Sifyut Aleph? Look at Sifyut Aleph. Look in Taz Tess. You say, Enim Aseres means, Lailov Shayet Sahara. She has no desire for Bia.
So, what about the Zakeno has no more desire?
We'll discuss the Zakeno has no more desire. Right now, we're talking about this age. You want to know if it's a rule. It has to do with Sif. Let's see Sif Yud Aleph, and then we'll come back to it. What age does the Issa Yichud begin? Now, Sif Yud Aleph appears to be an open steer to Sif Yud. Because we just learned, if she's Eina Meseres Asmolabia, she's a Shemeres for others, so Koshkein for her, it should be Mutter. But now look at Sif Yud Aleph. Tinoikis, she Pchusabi Bashalosh. A girl under 3, Mitinik Pachim Ben Tes, Mutter Siachinimoim. So here it says there's an Issa Yichud after she's 3. If she's 3 years and a day, there's an Issa Yichud. And in the Sif before, it said that she could be more than 3. She could be 7, 8, 9, and she's Shemeres for other people. It seems to be a stira between Sif Yud and Sif Yud Aleph.
She's a
mystery.
She's a shame of somebody else.
What?
She is a shame of somebody else.
And she herself is a surah.
How could she be a shame of somebody else?
So it comes like this. Someone calls me. He says, could you babysit my daughters? I say, how old? He says, well, I have a daughter that's 8 years old. I say, I can't babysit you. I'm an 8-year-old girl. It's Yichud. He says, yeah, I also have a 14-year-old girl in the house. Oh, then I could come. Because the 8-year-old is a Shemeres, or a 40-year-old, then I could come. That's what comes out. So Taka comes out that way. What? No problem. Is the 40-year-old herself is going to, she has Taivis Tabia, she herself is Meseres Asulabi. So the first thing is, what I just told you is true, but let's just first learn inside the Lashon of the Chalkas Mechaikak, Tezvav. You're right. One second. Tezvav, Tinagi Yivchuzamas Gimel, Avalamayla Megimel, Avshei Meseres Atzulabia. We just said in the previous Sif, over 3 years old, she has no Taiva Labia. Yeshlach, Ushla, Oinis Ulapitoi. Why does it mean Oinis Upitoi? Very strange Lashon. The Lashon is, Kol Pitoi Ketana Oinisu. It means that with Chayshish, that he'll be Mefatehar. And even though she has no taiva for znus, she has taiva for candy. And he'll be mefata, he'll bribe her, and he'll be mezana with her. So the Chazanish says, so that's pshat. For a man to be miyachid with a 5-year-old girl is aser. Because pitik tana, this will be mefata her, and I'll do it. But to be miyachid with a, I don't know, 5 or 7, 8-year-old girl plus a 14-year-old sister, that's mutter. Because it's two different chashashes. By the 14-year-old chashash, that she'll be misratzit is no spetsa. By the younger one, he's going to bribe her with candy. So they're not going to be partners. If you have two women, they'll both fall for his nose. They can both fall for his nose. But one for his nose and one for candy, it doesn't work that way. The 14-year-old is going to be upset that you're doing this to the girl. The girl will be upset you're doing it to the 14-year-old. The 14-year-old will be afraid of the younger child. So maybe the taka comes out strange. That if you wanted me to babysit for an 8-year-old girl, I can't do it. If it's an 8-year-old and a 14-year-old, a 15-year-old, 16-year-old, then I could babysit for them. Because then they're each shomer one for the other. At night, of course, you need an extra shomer. 2 8-year-olds, it would seem to be that the heter doesn't apply. Look up the Chazon Ish, it's the Siman Samech Vav. I don't remember that he says. But this is his hezber on a very difficult... So two women is not good. But here it's okay because they're not in the same boat. They were afraid they'll both be mizan, and here it's not in the same boat. Rav Meisha, in the same tshuva, in Chelek Dalet of Evan Ezra, tshuva Samachay, says he doesn't understand this sif. A man's going to be mizana with a 4, 5, 6. He could get there, he could bribe her. But he's going to be afraid. It causes a lot of tsar to the child. The child's certainly going to tell her mother what happened. Well, she's not nisratza to it. She's never nisratza to it. She's going to get hurt. And there's no question she's going to say what happened. So Ramosha is very matmiya on this whole sif. He says he's afraid to argue with him before a sif in Shulchan Aruch. He writes, Ulai nishtana hateva. Like we see, they used to get married at very young ages. Very young ages. I mean, even 100 or 150 years ago, they get married much younger than today. And Nadvi Yehuda's tshuvas about Ketanis getting married. And we know in the time of Chazal they get married even younger. Ramesh writes, Ulai Nishtana Ateva, today people can be afraid to be Mizana. I mean, they are sick people, but a normal person can be afraid. Usually the Balei Taiva are not so in control. So Ramesha writes he's afraid to be Mekel, but as always he says, but he says, first of all, by a Suffolk Bas Gimel you could be Mekel. You get stuck in a situation where there's a girl and there's Suffolk Bas Gimel. He says he could be Mekel. And more importantly, by an adopted child. By an adopted child where anyway, Ramesha, I mentioned last week, there's a tzad to say that an adopted child is not the same level of chashash. So Ramesha says in the age, the younger age, where the svarach itzayna is that kozman she has no pleasure from bia, that adarabat it's something that's mitzayr her, that it should be mutter. So my svara, the two svaras, each one by itself, it's a little difficult to be saimach on. See, he's saimach on that at some age it'll change, and the question is exactly at what age. And that's it. So by a suffek, he says it can be mekel because you can rely on the svara. You don't know if she's 3 years old or not. And look, if they call you out to babysit, you can ask how old the child is. He means when you're stuck in a situation where such a thing came upon you. We're not chayshish fayinus. We say Peter Ketana Ainisu, it means halachically it's an Ainis. But it's Peter. What? It's considered being honest, but Poyal, it's done by Peter. It's done by being mafata her. Halachically it's an Ainis. If she enjoys it, well, she won't tell. But that's Ramesh's taina, since it's a mitzayr her. So that I'm not sure what you mean. There should be a fear. There should be a fear.
Nobody says that he's talking to the kid. He's talking about his daughter or sister.
A daughter? You're allowed to be miach with a daughter.
That's why. So she could be a shomer. That's also
a problem. Oh, you mean to say the previous sif? No, but a daughter is a shomeres, even if she's 20 years old. Shomeres for a father. A father and his daughter allowed to be miyachid with others anyway.
Did you derive the mother by a man whose limb has been amputated because of cancer? He doesn't have it, even whatsoever.
So we're going to talk about somebody who doesn't have the physical possibility of being. We'll talk about it in a minute in Sif Yud Beis. We'll have to Sif Yud Beis. So, okay.
We'll talk about it.
Halacha l'maisa, 3 years old and above. 3 and above. Shulchan Aruch says, over 3, a man is not allowed to babysit for a 3-year-old girl.
If there's a difference in girls between someone who's the dead poverty and a girl who's younger, then wouldn't she really be different between those two categories? And it's hard to understand what it seems like an 8-year-old girl, you know, who doesn't have Pada and it's a dead poverty, I've never tried.
It seems you have to remember this yichud in general is not for something that we say happens every time. It's something that may be rare, but Chazal were chayshish for. So Chazal were chayshish for pitui. Difficult, I don't know. Somebody who has pleasure in bia, obviously pitui is easier. But somebody who doesn't have pleasure in bia, the chazal will chayshish for it as well. It may be more common, less common. I don't know how common. But
it comes out. It's not like there's a 5-year-old and a 10-year-old and an 11-year-old that are lost, right? The 5-year-old is a 7-year-old is one type of people. The 10-11-year-old is another type of people. So they had their three, but only use it during the same age group.
The heter of shemeres is well, it could apply to 2 6-year-olds also.
No, at night.
Night? You mean at night?
No. 2 6-year-olds.
Right. Yeah, but it's not a pitu where they're together. It's not when they're both involved in znus. So you know, the two zaynus are. Gemara says zaynus zaynezu ezu. But at least in this case, they'll be mechaper one on the other. But that doesn't mean that it's so when they do it for the bride. Dailanu, what I know Chazal asked, what I don't know, so I assume is mutter.
What about babysitter 16 years old to a boy
who's
5 years old?
A boy under 9 is no asi yichud. A boy under 9 is he's not a barbia. Yeah, it's a problem. A babysitting is a problem. I had an email last week. Someone, a single girl who lives with her mother, is an almana, and it wasn't her grandson. It was her nephew, but not her mother's grandson. Wanted to sleep over. It was a problem sleeping over. It was two women and one man. It's a problem. People don't realize the babysitting issue. It's a common mistake. Sometimes people don't realize it until they're there, and then they realize there's a yichud issue.
So, that's why one girl who's not tam b'yin but not able to say she'll be a
shomeres. We're normally the two until she enjoys b'yin. I don't know if it's 10. I'm not sure what age it is, but yeah. Okay, Sifyut Beis. Now, Sifyut Beis, the times have changed. 1995, when I learned this, I didn't think it would be very negay al halacha. I just went through it quickly. But something changed, I'll tell you why. Let's learn the halacha, and then we'll see. Androgynous. An androgynous is a person who's born with Simone Zachar and Simone Nikeva. Androgynous still takes place today, Rachman Alitzlan, and it occurs in various stages, various levels of androgynous. There are those who are androgynous that are physically more similar to an Isha, and those who are androgynous that are physically more similar to an Ish, and I'll try to explain that. But today, what's typically done, as far as my small amount of experience with these things, is that plastic surgery is done, and typically, there are exceptions, but typically, the child is rendered a female. It's just easier for various reasons. The child is made a female. There are exceptions. There are sometimes the androgynous who have testicles and have a kiss, usually higher up, but there, things are done differently. But the typical situation is that they're made physically into a female. Now, let's learn the halachis of an androgynous, the gabi isayichud, and then we'll try to understand. Androgynous einoi misyached im hanoshim. An androgynous cannot be biyichud with women. But you can't give a punishment for it because androgynous is questionable. What's the question? Zacha dekeva or really a mibifnei asma? Aval ha'ish misyachin im androgynous v'matomtom. That's a very important halacha. A man is allowed to be misyachid with both an androgynous and a tumtum. Which means that we have here some sort of a heter for the situation. Now we have to understand the heter, and then we can deal with it. Now I want to tell you why this becomes much more negeya, because Rahman al-Islam, we live in a time where it's increasingly frequent that people come into contact with people, Rahman al-Islam, who had sex change operations. Who had surgery, they were born one way, and they had operations to change them differently. Now that, of course, is aser, and it involves serious, usually it involves serious physical surgery. And in the eyes of halacha, as far as chiyuv and mitzvahs, you can't change. You know, you're born a male, you're mechuyev in all the mitzvahs. You have surgery, you're still a male, you're mechuyev in mitzvahs. You're born a female, you're mechuyev in mitzvahs like a female, not like a male. This doesn't change. The question though is, l'gabi inyonei tashmish, whether there should be a change or not. So what does it say here in Shulchan Aruch? Ha'ish misyached iman andreigenis and tumtum. Why? Why could a man be misyached with this andreigenis who might be a nekeva? So it's very important to understand the heter and then to see how we could apply it elsewhere. So both the Chalkas Machaikach and the Beis Shmuel try to explain it. Beis Shmuel Tezayin, Androgynous, Eina Misyachin Amanah, Shematam, Dehu Misaveli Isha Gemura. A normal man has a taiva for a normal woman. He doesn't have a taiva for an androgynous or a tumtum. L'chein also l'siyached im nashim. V'ish eina mitnesava l'safik isha. L'chein mutu l'siyached im androgynous prisha. A man doesn't have a taiva for an androgynous. That's what he says. Now, for me to get into the details of why not, I mean, if this androgynous dresses like a woman and puts on makeup and looks beautiful, why is he misava? So the pratim I can't get to. But Lamaisa, he's not a misava androgynous. Chazal said that there's no iser of yichud for such a person. Now this, Beis Shmuel, is a possible avenue of heter to someone who had this type of a surgery. Loimi boy, a man to be misyachah with someone who's born as a man and now pretends to be a female. That really, halachically, he's a male. He pretends to be a female, and a bia through the manufactured vaginal canal is somebody who has a sex change operation. That's not bia. It's like bia dera. It's not mishkazal. It's bia. It's like bia bishare varim, bia derech varim. It doesn't have a din of real bia. But if the Beis Shmuel is saying that Eina Misave for androgynous, so I think the assumption can be made that a normal person is not Misave for someone who has such a change. Even a female, a born female, who changes to a male, if it's physically Shayach Bia, I don't know that it is, Derech Evara maybe, but nevertheless, this Beis Shmuel's heter would seem to apply. Let's see how the Chalkas Mechaikach writes the same thing. The Chalkas Mechaikach, which Chalkas Mechaikach is it? Tezayin. He says, "Bimneishu Safik, afil hachi misyachid im anoshim, deinu si yichud rak biyishav adois. This si yichud is a man and a woman. But like next to Yisrael, Safik Zachar. K'mo yishashu avadei Zachar. No, it's the two men to be miyachid. So a man with a Safik Zachar is not going to want to be miyachid." Now it's very similar to the Beis Shmuel, but it's different in a crucial part of the words. The Beis Shmuel said a man is not misava to somebody who's not clearly a female. He doesn't say that. He says he's not talking about taiva. He's talking that a man doesn't want to fall into a suffix mishkav zachar. I want to fall into a suffix mishkav zachar, so it won't happen. So a man with a man who's had a change operation in the shav mishkav zachar, a man with a woman. So, again, unless you go back to saying it's not physically possible, a normal bia, he doesn't say a language of Eina Misava. So it would seem that there's a crucial difference between the Beis Shmuel and the Chalkas Mechaikach in this one, Nakuda. It's important to tell you that the Gra says that there's a Torah Satvos. The Gra is your test, the top Gra on the page of everybody's Shulchan Aruch except Mark. Your test, it's yours, it's also your test. You see it? Now, we've learned the Gra many times. This is one of those few Gras where it uses very unusual language. The Gra is going on the heter. The heter of a man to be miyachah with an androgynous. Look at his lashon. On the left side of the page. Under the baragola. Biragra. Androgynous, look at his lashon. kasha lahelmai. What does that mean? I can't take this. That's kasha lahelmai means. I can't take this. Pasar padragonis, v'siyim betumtum. He starts with androgynous, saying, v'siyachin anosh. And he ends with, ish v'siyachin, androgynous, v'siyim betumtum. I wouldn't see the kasha so strongly, but let's see. V'lo yisga tumtum b'reish, avoid. Tumtum, afim a'isha mutter. Tumtum is mutter with a'isha. He can't physically do bia. He doesn't have aver zachar. Why? Tanya b'disefta. Ain't androgynous v'siyachin, loyim anoshim, loyim noshim. It says just the opposite. It says in the Tosefta that an androgynous is totally aser. And then how could this machaber's lashon lashon Rambam? Because of Mishnah Tirus to Rambam Sfirulei Tosefta Sfirulei Krem Yehuda Seif Kedushin. What's the line about androgynous chashuv zachar? And here's sort of the Kesav Mishnah wants to answer it. V'dvarav kashin k'chay mitzul shinayim. And his words are as hard as vinegar to the teeth. What does vinegar do to teeth?
It's hard.
That's a sofik. Ella, the tar seifrimu. The Gross says there's a tar seifrim. The Ketzarach Leimer. He means the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. A dragonus einai misyachin im anoshim v'layim noshim. He says, big enough to be a Ladina. Now, Dragus can't be, it's also to be Miyachid. V'im v'chulei Safik. He means that im disyachid is no Malkus because it's a Safik. Abel, he ishva isha misyachid im atumtum. But a tumtum is put on both directions. So he's saying that an androgynous is also in both cases. So it's the Gra against the Mechaber, the Beishmul, and the Chatz Machaik, and Kwamekel. And the Gra's machbir on in the case of an androgynous. Now there is a sort of a middle ground for a pshara. They have to realize, Le'aleinu, people born this way as an androgynous, like I said today, they do plastic surgery to change to develop the child one way or the other. And today they give hormones to so that all the other simani ishvi isha are present. La halacha, what's the proper thing to do? So there's a letter from Bel Yashiv. Genetics play a role. In and of itself, they don't play a role. In practical terms, they play a role because usually the natural hormonal development of the person will be based on the genetics. And that means that this child will grow breasts when she gets older if she's genetically a female. So although that can be changed through medication, the preference is to let things go naturally. The question is, do genetics play any role in halacha? So the one source for it is a tshuva de Rama Mipano. Obviously, Rama Mipano is before genetics, but the Rama Mipano writes that there are androgynous that are Rubam Simani Nikeva or Rubam Simani Zachar. What he means really is that hormonally they get a male voice or Shipule Me'ayim Ke'isha. There are certain ways the body and the voice and the facial hairs, all these things develop male or female. So the Ramami Pano in the Tshuva in Simikuf Lamit, he says that Legabe Yichud, he writes that I'm going to quote to you from what's quoted here for Bel Yashiv, apparently a printed tshuva. We're always wary about quoted things, but this is, it's quoted here from the Sefer Kavanaki that Androgyn is Sha'avra Nituach, Vaitziu La Es Evare Hazachrus. An androgyn is, now, the children, at least one little I've known, they don't have full Evare Zachar. They very often have a Nekev like a Nekeva, but within the Nekev, there's a small Aver, it looks like a small Aver, that's within the Nekev. Now, what they do is they remove that, and they make them a Nekeva. So this girl who went through this, Rahman Otsan, Vila Medis Beis Shefer Shalbani, she goes to Beis Yaakov, Vila Veshes Big Day Noshim, She carries herself like a woman. Imineris mamish keisha, if she appears as a female, mutalo l'syached imnashim, v'lilvesh bigdei nashim, a man's not aware bigdei nashim, v'osalo l'syached imanashim, v'vobad sharabu Allah, if you say Allah, simani nikvus, that the simani nikvus, rabu Allah, which is the Ramami Pano, they take on Suraman, Panasim Koflamin, that if the simani nikeva arrive by her, now normally you can't tell in a 2 week old baby, but today you can do, you take a blood test, you can see if she's going to have simani nikevus. So at least in that case, we have a heti here from Rabbi Yashim. The Ramami Pano is not known as a Baal Halacha. I'm sure he was a much bigger Baal Halacha than any of us. No more as Makubal and a Baal Machshava. But Rabbi Yashim says to rely on him. Ramami Pano was an Akron. It's the last great Gadol in Italy. One of the historical mysteries is that after Ramami Pano, Jewish scholarship in Italy disappeared. It's like one of the things historians write about. They don't know why. There were from communities in Italy, but the godless Batoira after him was Ki'ilu, nobody can measure up to him, and you don't hear anything about Gedalia Italy. And what was he exactly? I assume 250 years ago. Maybe somebody else knows. What? Again. So I don't know. I don't have the Sefer Kavanaki. I have it's quoted. There's a Sefer that collects the Piskei Rabbi Yashu from all the Svarim on Evan Ezra. So that's where I have this. I read to you the entire quote I have. So I think if he has testicles, the doctors will tell me he means he'll have male hormones, right? Correct? Okay. He writes. She can't marry in the traditional sense. Okay, could be he was mostly in Eretz Yisrael, but I don't mean to indict Italian Jewry, I just, it's something I read about in the past. Okay, at any rate, this is the Adroigina situation. Very sadly, the issue of Rachmana Litzlan, this whole area of change operations is an awful thing, transgender. Now, about an Adroigenis, whether it's an Issa of Kel Bi Isha Erva or Tefach Bi Isha Erva, an Adroigenis is also something that, I don't know why, I didn't find any earlier Paiskim talk about, but at least the later Paiskim talk about it. It could be, people didn't write about these things. It was very private. They asked Shilas and publish, Tshuva to Rav so-and-so about but it would seem Pashtus, Kol B'Sherva and Teva B'Sherva should be an issue. However, if you go now with the Groz Girsa, but what everybody else seems to accept, that Ish Misyached, Eman Andraganis, because he's not Misavet to her, it would seem that the Tefach B'Sherva and the Kol B'Sherva also should logically not apply. Unless you say it's a derisa or a light plug, I don't know. But if you take this Beis Shmuel, and you extend it, Beis Shmuel says a man is not misavet to someone who's not a normal woman, and even an androgynous. So it would seem that an androgynous, there should be no Issa Kol B'Sherva or Tefach B'Sherva. Again, if it's Rubaik Simari Nakfus, like the Rabbi Pano, you can't have it both ways. You can have to have the Chumris of Yish if you want to take the Kulas. But in a case where it's an unclear androgynous, can't hear. He has a good shayla. He wants to know what they do today when I have skila. How they give skila. Yes?
She's a man. As far as the Malia,
She can get an aliyah? No, no, no. She asked him again. You know, I was sitting with Reb David at a wedding and at a levaya, and someone asked him a shayla, and I was standing there, and someone asked him, I'll tell you the truth, it was at this Lotterwitz levaya. And Reb Gedalia asked Reb David, he had a certain shayla, and he asked him, and I was standing there. So he walked away, he said, okay, Reb David said it's okay. I said, no, Reb David said it's awesome. He said, Reb David said it's okay. We were both standing there. So he went back, and we clarified, so, you know, I knew the halachas he was talking about, I understood Reb David. He heard differently. He was both standing there. So I don't. It's very hard for me to believe that Reb David meant what you say. What's covered tzibur? It means once you call them up, maybe. What?
No,
why is it covered tzibur? You have to call them up. So why do you have to call them up? Is covered tzibur if a guy doesn't get an aliyah in shul? Yeah, plenty of people don't get aliyahs in shul. People, you know, he's the only one that makes sense to you. It's covered tzibur. You have to call him up. He's a kain or a levi. Yeah. He's not going to stop, so give me a minute. Okay. I hear. Yeah. Right. Okay. It's top secret. Nobody knows that the first 30, 40 years of her life she lived one way. Now she's sure nobody's aware of it. Nobody knows. Okay. But I understand. Tefillin she could put on? How does nobody know? How does nobody know who tefillin she could put on? What? Okay. Okay. Okay, anyway, what I said I wanted to get back to was the issue of a man who's not capable physically of doing bia. And somebody said if he has no Eivor Zachar, somebody who went through such a change operation is not physically capable of doing bia. So, if you hold, a tumtum is also not physically capable of doing bia, it's a suffix zacha, suffix nikeva. And even the gra, who's machrin on dragonis, a tumtum has no aver of a zachar, so he can't possibly do bia. And the gra, who changes the girsa by the andragonis, is gairis that a tumtum could be miyachid ima zachar v'ima nikeva, with both. And Pashas, the reason is, he's not capable of bia. To say someone's not misava to him is one thing. But he's not misava, but it's not shayach the whole thing. It's not shayach the whole thing.
How are you in track of Russell a few weeks ago? Yichud is not necessarily doing something. It's just the actual...
In the Daraisa, it's true. So the question is, it's true. He said that the Daraisa Yichud of one and one is no matter what. That's where Moshe didn't want to be makel by his zaken. It's I don't know. It's just it's hard to understand by somebody in that
matter. He said he's not a lady, so it's no problem. He said he's not a lady, so it's no problem. The right doesn't come in.
Okay, okay. A dragon is a tumtum is a suffix after suffix.
So,
yeah. Today there's no tumtum. I mean, there's no real tumtums today, because the whole tumtum chayish that they are ivarim that are hidden, and today the mevara that they're what. Yeah, Nikrav and Nimsa Zachar, as it did Zachar today, they could see if there's something. Nobody holds Tumtum is Mimbifnei Atzmai. Androgynous, there are those who hold Mimbifnei Atzmai, but Tumtum, nobody holds as a Mimbifnei Atzmai. It's either Zachar or Nikrav. What? Maybe Androgynous too. It's possible, it's not so likely. Siv Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tiktu Chachamim Yenoshem Misapre Zuba Beis Akisei Veshikadishum Ish V'Yisyach Edimoyim, that women should talk in the bathroom. Most people are not aware in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Gimel Siv Beis Narachayim it says that a person is not supposed to talk in the bathroom. And the Mishnah Berurah brings the Yeshayim, it's only because Shavai Sitzrachav. But I mean, not supposed to talk, but for them you could. Yeshayim Davka B'Yameim Shayu Batikasias B'Sodais B'Zmanazeh B'Ir Ein Lachush. It seems Sodais, there were many more people came. Everybody, the whole community, were community bathrooms. Today we have outhouses in the back of homes, his day. So there was less of a chashash that somebody else is going to come. Let's go Sif Yudalit. I'm sorry, it's not something. Sif Yudalit. Leiselech isha b'shoku b'na achreha. A woman should not walk in the street, her son trailing her. Shema yitfis b'na. Somebody might kidnap her son. I would think that's bad enough. But no, someone might kidnap her son. V'telech acharav lachzirai, and she'll go to get her son back. V'yis'ailu bar isham shatafsu. They don't really want this kid. They want the mother. So they're going to grab the child in order to lure. Now, why aren't you afraid of kidnapping the kid? So, you know, I guess the kid could be a troublemaker, you know. It's, you know, he had, what was the Big Chief? You remember Big Chief? You remember, was it Red Chief? Yeah. So, like somebody, a kid got lost. The cop got a hold of him. They're looking for the mother. So the kid says to the cop, "You think we'll ever find my mother?" He says, "No, there are too many places for her to hide." but I want to explain something to you, say this thing here, which is an interesting thing. This is Mishum Maisa Shehaya. It was a Maisa Shehaya. A child was trailing a mother, they kidnapped her, and they were Mizana, bang, Maisa Shehaya. There are a handful of Maisa Shehayas in Shas where they make gezeiras because of things that happened. The most famous is Sandal HaMesumer. They made a gezeira not to wear cleated shoes, because Maisha Shahaya, they were hiding in a cave from the Romans, and there was a panic, and they killed each other, they stepped on each other, and it was on Shabbos, and they said, don't wear a cleated shoes on Shabbos. Now, that story could have happened, not on Shabbos, and it could have happened many different ways. So, I once heard from one of the Talmidei Rabbi Aaron, B'Shem Rabbi Aaron, and here, when I got to it now, I looked into it. When I heard then, I learned, when I was in my first years of Beis Medrash, I had a friend, a little older than me, who had leukemia. Shia Eisen, and those who were in the 14th year are good, I remember Shia. So I used to learn with him twice a week, Arab, and I dormed, except for Wednesday nights. I went home. So Wednesday nights, I learned with him, and Shabbos afternoon, we used to learn. He was, in those days, he had leukemia, the little they could do for you, but he couldn't go out among people. So I learned with him twice a week. We learned Erevin. It was the first time I learned Erevin. We got to Sandal HaMesumer. And watch me out. They made Xeria. You can't wear cleats because they once. She made Xeria. You can't hide in the cave from the Romans with cleats. We can't wear cleats. So his father, Avashal, was a Talmud of Rav Aaron in the years that Lakewood was starting out. So he said the following, B'Shem Rav Aaron. And now I see him a car for it. He said, Rav Aaron said that when they made Xeria, B'Shemaisa Shahaya, it wasn't necessarily because they were afraid it would happen again. They understood if a mi'as ha'maisa came from something, that there's something wrong with it in the first place. In Shemayim, there's something wrong. A person shouldn't do it. There's something improper about it. And therefore, they understood, Chazal understood when to make exam. Now, I was looking here by this Leiselech Isha, a woman shouldn't let her son trail, they might kidnap the son, etc. So, the Aruch HaShulchan says, La Dafka son, who had then a daughter, shouldn't be trailing. What's the difference? They kidnap him, they kidnap her. So I saw in one of the Likud Sfarim, they bring the Maisa Shehaya Gezeiras. One of them is Chagiga Chav Gimel. The Chagiga Chav Gimel, they made a Gezeira not to transport Mechatos, Paraduma ashes, or Paraduma water, in a boat across the Yarden. Why? Because once they transported Mechatos in a boat across the Yarden, and later they found there was a mace in the bottom of the boat. And Mechatos was in the boat. A mace, they said, no more. You can't transport boats across the Yarden, Mechatos. And the Gemara says, I forgot which Tana says, L'gazu elo b'yarden, u'besvina, u'kamaisa shahaya. Now, the same thing could happen in the Mediterranean Sea. It had to happen only in the Yarden. But afal pikein, l'gazu elo. So that seems to be a makar for this musig, this idea, that because of the Maisa Shehaya, Chazal understood that that there's something wrong. If you can bear with me, I want to do one more sift that's today.
So that means the lady can't take her kids to park. Because you're not holding the kids.
I don't know. It could be if there are people behind you, it's different. Sif tezvav is important. Eim emanin afila adam neman v'kasho li'eshaymer v'chasa she'esh b'nashim. In girls' schools, they shouldn't have a guard, even a kosher person. Abishaymer b'chutz. She'en apetrupis la'arayis. A guard. Now, we're not talking about Issa Yichud, because Issa Yichud is us anyway. But if he's going to be a shaymer for the people, l'chayshish, that'll befriend them, and therefore, what it says here is not to have a security guard for it. The again, there's a psak for Rabbi Yashiv, im ein lo rishus likoneis l'makam abad, es yesh lahati. If there's no rishus to go in, it's mutter. The maisa, the mitzias is, I don't know, I'm not in girls' schools, I'm in boys' schools. You know, they hire guards. Now, why do they hire guards? The guards take up kaparis. They're not worth a nickel. You know, it's they're basically, people can't get jobs. They get higher security jobs. They're, you know, it's, you know, any stranger comes in is supposed to sign up. But they can't tell the difference. Every firm yid looks like a rabbi. You know, like, you look at their sign-in sheet, there's nobody on the whole sign-in sheet for a whole week. Like, no guests in the issue. But why do they do it? Because the government passed, the city gives funds for it. So besides giving funds for the salary, they give funds to the yeshiva for administering it. So it's a net profit. So we have a guard. So we used to have the guard where when you walk in, everybody could see him. Because it didn't look nice for the yeshiva. So they put him on the side where you can't see him. You know, he's like, he doesn't bother anybody. He's very good. When the mail, FedEx guy comes, he helps him with the packages. But the kids befriend him. The kids befriend him. He has nothing to do all day. They befriend him. And he talks to them about, what did he talk to them about? The things that he thinks is going to impress them. He doesn't tell them, I went to Mishma last night. You know, he doesn't do that. You know, he'll talk to them about the Super Bowl, about the AF game show, you know. So it's, to me, it's a negative thing. It's not a good thing. To let people in girls' school also, to let a man be befriending everybody. So it's very nice. The Sfaradim have these cages. You ever saw in front? They put the guard in a cage and nobody can talk to him. You ever saw they have these metal, you know what I'm talking about? In front of the Sfaradic Center, they have it. They have like a box. You put him in, nobody can schmooze with him. That's, yeah. I don't mean to belittle them. I'm just talking about the comparison. Okay, next week I would like to do some Minyanei Pesach and Yitzhak Shem.